If you've ever felt totally stuck or like you're just in a daily grind, you're not going to want to miss this episode. I'm going to cover a tactic and concept that I learned a few years ago that completely blew my mind and that I've employed in two different ways to change up my routine and also get me unstuck every time. What's up, sister? Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast, the show helping perimenopause and menopause women de-stress your body and decode what it's saying to you so you can own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. If you're new, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Bria. I'm your host, a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned functional and holistic hormone specialist. Let's lean in and learn what your body is saying to you. Well, hey there, sister. How are you feeling in your body today? Bria here, your host of the Period Whisperer podcast. And really, I'm just your fellow sister who wishes she was still 27, but is definitely in her 40s and not feeling as amazing all the time as I would like. And I think that that's a really important thing. Here's how I'm feeling in my body. I'm feeling tired. Now, I just came back from 2 weeks of travel. It wasn't a vacation. It was definitely work and travel. And I realized that the backpacking life in your 40s is not the same as your backpacking life in your 20s. And, you know, I'm still dragging a week later between the jet lag and not being able to like poop for 4 days and coming back to my period and all these things. You're getting it all. Sorry for the TMI, but it's happening. So I'm feeling tired. And I guess it was really important for me to make sure that you knew, sister, that you're not alone in how you feel, that this is never going to be about being perfect. There's always times in your life where I think you're going to feel tired. I know I am. Like, there's just times where I wish I had more energy, which is why I'm always really trying to protect the energy that I have in the best way that I can. So whatever I can do nutrition-wise, sleep-wise, life-wise, pleasure-wise to get there, you know, stress management-wise, movement-wise, like I don't do the same insane workouts that I used to do because it sucks my energy instead of giving energy. So I've really gotten to a point in my life where I'm always kind of looking back at depending on how I'm feeling when I ask my body how she's feeling. If it's an energy issue, I'm always sort of looking back and saying, okay, what's providing energy and what taketh energy away? You know what I mean? So anyway, what I have realized is that probably the next time I travel anywhere, it needs to involve just a beach and a lot of yoga and meditation and some good chill time. But this brings me to the topic today. And it's something I haven't talked about on the podcast in a while, but it's such an important piece. I do talk all the time about our health, right? When it comes to our functional health, whether you are wanting to use supplements or whether you're wanting to use modern medicine or, you know, whatever you're trying to do to feel better, whether you're going through a hard time or an easy time, there's foundations of health that are the requirement to build a strong house of health on, right? I really like to think of our body almost like, you know, building a high rise. We really need to make sure the foundation is solid, or almost like the three little pigs, right? We want to make sure that we're building our house out of brick, and it always starts with a solid foundation. So if you imagine your health like a dining table, right? Imagine that you go to the cafe to have lunch with one of your friends, or the bistro, the trendy little bistro on the corner. I mean, not when you live in the suburbs where I live, but you know, if you live in the city, the trendy little bistro on the corner, imagine you sit down at the table, it's got four legs, you've got four pillars of your health, right? And one of those legs is a bit rickety. It's a little annoying, right? It's a little bit irritating. You can shove, you know, a matchbook or some folded up napkin under there, and it's a doable experience. Now, if two of them are off kilter, it's a pretty irritating dining experience. You're probably not going to want to come back there. It's not the same. You can't get into the deep conversation with your girlfriend. You know, you stick your elbows on the table to like emphasize a point, since we all talk with our hands, and the whole table shifts, your plate shifts, and it can be a frustrating experience. And of course, if three of the legs on the table are rickety, then your meal's on the floor. And it's not a restaurant you're ever going to go back to. And our health is the exact same. We have these four health pillars. The first health pillar, of course, is going to be sleep. And they really aren't in any particular order, but I do think there's a slight hierarchy. So if we imagine that sleep is one of them, we cannot survive, we cannot have optimal health without sleep. So we do need to create space in our life and consistency in our sleep. We need quality and consistency in our nutrition, right? We need, especially when we're in a healing period, we need to be eating three times a day. We need to have enough micronutrients, which are our vegetables. We need to have enough protein. Fats and carbs are really going to depend on your metabolic type. But we need that in our nutrition. We need movement. We've got to functionally move our body a day. Nobody's body needs a CrossFit class. You might want to do it because it brings you joy, and that's totally cool. But nobody's body needs that. But our body does need functional movement every single day. It does need to be moving, and a good way to look at that is getting 10,000 steps in a day, you know, making sure you're scheduling 3 30-minute sessions on the mat to stretch and expand and open your body up, release a lot of the pent-up stress that's in there. And of course, the fourth pillar, which is the one I want to talk about today, is what I call the stress pleasure pillar. And the stress pleasure pillar is like, they're kind of combined, because I actually think what we need most for our health is pleasure. Pleasure is so important, but it's very difficult to have pleasure when you're stressed. So we want to employ a stress management technique every day, and we want to employ pleasure every single day, so we're getting both of those things. Now, what that looks like is going to be different, but what I want to talk about today inside of that pillar is a concept that I actually learned from a really great book that I read a while ago called, and I feel always, I don't know why, like, see, this is culture, right? Making me feel funny about saying this outside. It's called Pussy, A Reclamation, and it's about pleasure. It's about reigniting your pleasure as a woman. And it's by Regina Thomasauer, who's also known as Mama Gina. So if you want to follow her on Instagram, she's amazing, right? She just has, she's basically a pleasure expert, is what I would call her. So she talks about kind of reclaiming your pleasure as a woman. But in the book, so I highly recommend, it's one of those books like Come As You Are. If you haven't read that, I would really recommend that book too. If you're a woman and you haven't read either of these books, these are books I highly recommend you read and know as a woman. But this one in particular, she talks about a concept in it that I have just, has stuck with me forever. And I really want to share with you today. And it's called rupturing. And the concept behind it is that we need pleasure in life. We need it for optimal health, right? It's one of the pillars of our health, our foundation. If you imagine, you know, animals out in the wild, they always make time to procreate. The young ones make time to goof around. Like, we need pleasure in all the ways, not just in sex, but also in, you know, in laughter, in, you know, excitement, in all the different ways that, you know, things tantalize and bring us pleasure in life. We need that. We need that on the daily for optimal health, or at least 80% of our days need to include that. But when you are trying to access pleasure or have pleasure, everyone knows that if your cup is full of stress, it's almost impossible. And I kind of look at it like, if you have a cup reserved for pleasure in your body and it is full of gunk and stressed outness and overwhelm, there's no room to pour the pleasure in. You don't get to pour the pleasure in and have the old stuff junk out. You just don't. If you've ever been in a funk and someone's tried to get you out of it, told you jokes, and you're just irritated by it, or, you know, there have been times where I'm trying to watch a comedy show and normally I would be in stitches and in tears, but I'm so stressed out or so consumed or so mad or so upset about something, right? You know, if you've ever tried to have sex when you're so frustrated, like, it's just, it's not going to happen, right? Like, it's really difficult for our body to shift into a pleasure and be open to pleasure and to be playful with pleasure in, again, in any way that is. It's not just orgasm, it's joy, it's laughter, it's belly laughs, it's just deep connection with people and intimacy. You cannot do it when you're full of negativity, you're full of stress. So Mama Gina talks about this idea of actively pursuing rupturing every few days as well, making sure you're dumping out the old gunk, releasing the old stuff. And I think that it can be, the way I've interpreted it and the way I think about it for us in perimenopause is two ways. One, absolutely, we need to be proactive about releasing in our life. And for some of us, she talks about rupturing in a way of like screaming in the shower, or actually having a tantrum on the floor and rolling around and just completely emptying out inside of you. So you can try it like that. I certainly have found the ability to rupture and release by like cranking up an old song that I loved in the car when I'm driving alone and just making it so loud and singing it till I have no voice left. You know, we can rupture by having a really good cry, but sometimes it's hard to like encourage those things. So when we sing or when we dance or when we scream or when we roll around, we actually get that rupturing and that release out. And it creates so much space for joy, for pleasure, for peace. And that's such a critical part of bringing us back to the foundations so that we can balance our hormones. And these things, sister, these four pillars of health that we have, sleep, movement, nutrition, pleasure, they need to be the foundation of how we live every single day. Everything needs to be built around those in our life. So she talks about rupturing that way, like actively getting out there and rupturing. But I also have found there to be another really valuable way to rupture in life. And that is by employing routine the way we do for 4 to 6 weeks, right? In order to really move a needle. And then flipping that routine on its head in a very ruptured, disruptive way. So what I mean is when we're trying to make change in our life, change is hard, right? It requires energy. It requires focus. So when you are, you know, giving up your nighttime screen time because you know you're trying to protect a proper sleep habit, when you're letting go of things that have comforted you like alcohol and sugar and putting a lot of effort into your nutrition, when you are being diligent about your workouts and your movement, you know, when you're meditating, when you're doing all the things every single day, after about 4 to 6 weeks, you can kind of get to this point where it's like The Shining, you know, where all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, where even though that routine is very good for you, it gets a little old, right? And if we don't consciously rupture in this way that I'm going to explain to you, I think we can fall off the wagon pretty hard. So if you start to implement a rupture like Mama Gina talks about every couple days, and then you start to implement a rupture of your routine like I'm suggesting. So maybe the rupture of your routine is a vacation that you've planned. Maybe it's a night out with your girlfriends. Maybe you go dancing and just rip it up like you used to when you were younger. Maybe you go on a hike that you've never been on. Maybe you just do something you've never done, like a completely different experience, or you go to a concert that you've been looking forward to, but you plan something to rupture in a way that you've never, that you haven't done in a while. And that alone disrupts the pattern and empties out this stagnant, boring energy that happens, you know, when we're doing the same thing and we're trying to change. Because let's be honest here, we're all trying to feel our healthiest and take advantage of this amazing opportunity of perimenopause. I know it feels like a curse, but it's an incredible opportunity that shakes you up and tells you there are things in your life that need to change and now you must change them, right? It's the universe shaking us that way. So we have this amazing opportunity, but we also still have spouses and jobs and kids and responsibilities and bills. So we don't get to just flit off to some amazing island for 6 months and rediscover ourselves and fix all of our bad habits, right? We do need to learn to improve amidst the chaos. So it's hard work. And let's honor that. It's good work. It's worthwhile work, but it's hard work right now. And so we want to get through this hard work and we want to have a time to release and rupture, whatever that looks like for you. For me, that is often like going out and dancing and having fun with my friends, like having a really nice dinner and just not even thinking about it and really enjoying the whole night. You know, but it could very well mean a vacation. It could mean, again, going skiing for the first time in a long time if you haven't. Either way, you want to rupture in two ways. Regularly, every couple of days, by just screaming in the shower, blasting music in your car, dancing it out, having a conscious release, having a good cry if you can do that. And you want to rupture your routine. You want to flip your routine on its head every 6 weeks or so that you have the space and the patience and the drive to get back on track. Got it, sister? And listen, if you're struggling with your foundations, with your health pillars, if you cannot be consistent with them, sometimes there's a reason for that in your life. So if you're struggling with being consistent, that's when you know it's time to hire a coach or reach out and get help. I have no shame in saying I have hired a lot of coaches over the years to help me with my mindset, with my consistency, and my skill. I don't always know what I'm supposed to be doing. So if you are struggling being consistent, or you've been consistent with these things I'm talking about for 12 weeks and nothing is changing or you're not feeling better, that's when you know you need to hire a coach or employ someone like a functional practitioner like myself to get to the root of the issue more, to help you get past that. Because sometimes there's going to be things going on that we don't know are there. I myself do testing on myself and discovered something that I had no idea was there, but explains a lot for me. And now I can work on that thing. More on that later. All right, sister. So reach out. Now is the time to apply for my 3-month exclusive coaching program, or just hop on a free 30-minute assessment call. I do these because I love working with people. That's why I offer a free assessment call. We'll better understand where you're at, where you're going, if I can help, and if you want me to help. But if you apply, make sure you're checking your email, because I do send you an email with a link to schedule our call within 24 hours. All right, sister, go out, rupture, be more in your life and not just less on a scale. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. If you liked this episode, take 30 seconds right now to write a review on iTunes, and then reach out to me directly on Instagram at @Bria_period_whisperer and message me there with a screenshot of your review. As a thank you, I will give you a customized free hormone audit to get you on your way to the best health of your life in midlife.